Today I'm going to be interviewing my dad. So, question one. How was it growing up in your hometown?
How was it growing up in my hometown? My hometown was a small little town in southern Wisconsin called Monroe. There was only 8,000 people there. It was out in the cornfields. We were known for our cheese making. It was good. We spent a lot of time out in the streams, fishing as kids. Everybody knew each other. Small little community.
Was it very nice, and did you enjoy it?
The little town I grew up in, I really enjoyed. Everybody knew each other. It was like a big family. One big family, 8,000 people. Everybody knew each other.
What did you like to do in your free time as a kid?
My free time as a kid? I used to do a lot of athletic type sports. Over the summer, we'd go play tennis. We'd have football games. We'd also do a lot of fishing in the streams, trout fishing. And we'd also go hunting in the woods for squirrels and rabbits. Sometimes we'd see a porcupine or an owl. One time I tried shooting an owl, I thought it was a squirrel. I was a bad shot back then. Must have taken 10 shots at that squirrel, which turned out to be an owl. I'm sure glad I didn't shoot that owl. At least that's what my mom said, and I think she was right. Don't shoot owls. It's okay to shoot squirrels. But that owl looked like a squirrel to me. My .22 rifle was not sighted in very well, so I think I took 7 or 8 shots at that squirrel, which really was an owl. But I never hit him, thank God. Once we found out it was an owl, I'm glad I didn't hit him.
Yeah. Who were your friends as a kid?
Who were my friends? All the neighborhood kids.
So everybody that lived on the block?
Everybody that lived on the block and every family, for the most part, had kids. We lived on a corner. There was 3 other corners. Make up an intersection. 3 of those 4 corner houses, there were kids our age. It was a lot of fun. In the evening, we'd go out and play games with all the neighborhood kids, ride our bikes up and down the hill. There's a big hill about a block away. Had a lot of fun times there with my neighbor boys and girls, mainly boys.
Did you ride a bike at all?
I rode a bicycle. I remember my first bike, bought it at the Schwinn bicycle store. Well, it's the first bike I remember. It's called the Orange Crate. Orange Crate was the name. I used to go in there before my mom bought it for me and used to tell my mom, "That's the one I want, Mom. That's the one I want for Christmas. Think Santa can get me that?" Sure enough, one of those Christmases rolled around, there was an Orange Crate under the tree. Wow. I was a happy camper. It was a Stingray. I think it was like 3 gears, had a banana seat, and a spoiler on the end of it.
Wow.
Probably 3 feet high, that spoiler was. So if I had somebody on the back of that bike, they could rest on the back of that. I remember that bike to this day. My Orange Crate by Schwinn.
Whatever happened to it?
Oh, I don't know. Like most things when you're a kid, you wear them out. They don't mean as much to you. A couple years goes by. But the next bike I got was a mini bike. That had a motor on it.
Those were pretty fun.
Did you have one when you were a kid?
No,
but I've seen them. Did. And it was a lot of fun. I was probably 12 years old. Another thing I told my mom I wanted, but she told me, I can't buy that for you, son. It's too expensive. You're going to have to get a job. So I got a paper route. Then my mom went and bought me that mini bike. I think it was close to $200.
That was a lot of money back then.
It was, and I had to pay her back, and I did pay her back from the money I made on my paper route. And I'll never forget that time I took that mini bike down the road and I went to a gravel pit. Don't forget, it had a motor on it. And I was only 12 years old, so I couldn't ride that thing on the road. So I used to ride it on the sidewalks. And that was against the law. And I knew it, but it had a big light on there, like a car light. I was coming back from the gravel pit, which was about 9 or 10 blocks from my house. It was dark. So I was riding on the sidewalk, and I had my light on, going against the traffic, and sure enough, here comes a sheriff's car. He pulled me over. Son, he said to me, you know, that's illegal. You can't even be driving that mini bike on the sidewalk. We were about 3 blocks from my house, so he asked me where I lived, and wanted to follow me to the house, so I had to push my mini bike for those last 3 blocks, turn off the engine, pushed it to the house, and he followed me behind in his car, and he went and talked to my mom about not riding that mini bike even on the sidewalks. That mini bike was a lot of fun, except for the one time, many times actually, I burnt my leg because the muffler wasn't engineered right. It was right alongside the seat, so if you put your leg too close to the seat, you'd get a muffler burn. That happened to me so many times. Hurt like heck. Got big blisters. I think the last one I got on that mini bike, I thought I was going to have that little mark forever. 2 years later, I could still see a burn mark under my leg. The more I think about it, that was a dangerous mini bike when it came to that muffler. That muffler was in the wrong spot. Should have been under the seat, not alongside the seat. But at any rate, that's the way it was back in 1972, that little town of Monroe, Wisconsin.
So, what was your first job and how did you enjoy it?
Well, my first job where I actually worked and they took out taxes, I was a cook at the Waffle Shop. That was the name of it, the Waffle Shop. Downtown Monroe.
Was it a popular place?
Popular place, it was. They called it the Waffle Shop, meaning breakfast, but you could come in there and have lunch or dinner. And I think I was maybe 13 years old. And I enjoyed that place. I remember how much money I made, $1.65 an hour. That was a lot of money back then, 1973, $1.65 an hour. And I was a cook, and I did a pretty good job cooking. They liked the clients that came in there liked my cooking. One guy said after I made him made a steak, he said, "Man, that's one good steak, son. You're a good cook." I'll never forget the Waffle Shop. There were some kids over there that used to steal food. When the owner, Perry Waffle, wasn't around, they'd go into the freezers and they'd throw food out in the back alley. Frozen steaks and stuff. I never participated in that. But some of those other kids that worked there did. I think Perry Waffle Well, his last name wasn't Waffle. That was the name of his restaurant. We call him Perry Waffle. His first name was Perry. I think he figured out that some of those other workers were taking things. He'd do an inventory count and he'd start asking questions. At any rate, that was my first job where they took out taxes. Before that, I used to work shoveling snow and cutting lawns, raking leaves. Did that for the neighbor ladies. Most of those ladies were elderly or they couldn't walk and they need somebody to do that for them. So I did that over the summer, cut their lawns, shoveled their sidewalks when it snowed. I was always doing something as a kid to make money.
What was your second job?
My second job where they took out taxes, I made pallets. I think I was 15 years old. Tom Zwicker was the owner. And he had a pallet shop where we used to put wood in a jig and put planks on it and use a nail gun run by a compressor to make pallets. We used to get paid by each pallet we would make. He wouldn't pay us by the hour. We got paid by the amount of pallets we made. So at that job, I could make $4 or $5 an hour if we made a lot of pallets in an hour. I liked that job. It was fun.
What were your favorite things to do in college?
My favorite things to do in college? Oh, man, there were so many things I loved to do in college. College was a time where you met a lot of new friends. Of course, you had to go to school, right? You need to take your courses. And I enjoyed taking my college courses. I studied a lot. I actually enjoyed studying. I enjoyed going to the library and reading my textbooks and doing the best I could on my homework. So college was really all about getting a good education. So I enjoyed doing that. The other things I enjoyed about college was the intramural sports. We used to play basketball, flag football, and baseball. That was always a lot of fun. And then in the weekends, we'd go down to the local restaurants and have a beer or two, because the drinking age in 1978 in Wisconsin had turned to 18 when you were 18 years old. So when I went to college in 1978 in the fall, we could drink beer. It used to be 21 years old. They changed it to 18. So when I got to college, we could go have a beer. And, well, we used to do that on the weekends in the college town I went to, which was Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Eau Claire had about 10,000 students. It was a small state college in the university system. And a lot of my friends from high school went to that same college, including my girlfriend at the time. That college was known for its business school as well as its nursing school. So college was a fun time for me.
Was college expensive back then?
College was expensive back then. 1978, I think a semester worth of books, just your books, would cost about $700. And then, of course, you had to have your place to live and your food. So I think each semester was maybe $3,500 or $4,000 each semester. So for the year, you could get done, for $8,000. And nowadays, I think it's three or four times that. I think it's close to $25,000 or $30,000 for all your expenses.
That's a lot. What was something interesting that happened to you growing up in school?
Something interesting that happened to me growing up in school. Something interesting to me that happened growing up in school. I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Like, what were some interesting things you did in school growing up?
Well, I played a lot of sports, and I was always very good at sports. I was probably the best athlete throughout the years. So I was known as a good athlete. And I used to play a lot of football, American football. And I won a lot of awards for the sport of football. So that was always, it always made me feel good. People knew me for my athletic ability. And I had a lot of friends who were on the sports teams. And it taught me a lot about working as a team to get to a goal, to win a game. You had to work as a team. So,
what were some sports you thrived in?
I'm sorry?
What were some sports you won most awards in?
Football. I was a halfback on offense, and then on defense, I was a cornerback. And then I also played basketball. That was always fun. And then track in the spring, I ran some events. 100-yard dash and the long jump were my two events I really enjoyed.
What are some funny stories when we were young?
I can't hear you. I don't understand your question. Speak up.
What were some funny stories from when you were young?
There was a plane flying over.
Okay.
They can't hear any of that. You got to do it all over again.
What were some funny stories from when you were young?
What were some funny stories when I was young?
Yes.
Oh, funny stories. You know, I can't think of any funny stories when I was young.
Like anything interesting?
Anything interesting? Oh, we used to do a lot of campouts in our yard, and all the neighborhood boys would sleep over in tents. And I think, we used to have an older boy. He was about 18 years old or 19, maybe 20. And all of us were probably 12, 13, and 14. And one time, he went and bought beer. He shouldn't have done that. We were drinking beer in the tent.
At what age?
Oh, I think we were like 14 or 15. But that older boy bought that beer for us, and he shouldn't have done that.